Ever find yourself doodling a half-orc barbarian during a meeting? Or maybe daydreaming about raiding ancient tombs while stuck in traffic?
We've all been there.
Well, today we're diving deep into a world that's all about that adventurous spirit.
That's right, we're cracking open the Adventurers Guild Thorn Hilt.
This RPG isn't just about slaying monsters and grabbing loot. It's about something much cooler, I think, the guild itself.
It's the heart of the whole system.
So picture this. You roll into Thornhilt City after weeks on the road. This place is buzzing, right on the edge of the mysterious Whispering Plateau. But you're not here for the sights. You're here to join the legendary Thornhilt Guild.
Every adventurer worth their salt has heard of Thornhilt.
You finally reach the guild hall, heart pounding, and then it hits you. The registration process.
And here's where Thornhilt throws a curveball.
No epic trials.
Nope. No proving your worth in single combat. It's surprisingly ordinary.
You're kidding.
Just a few signatures, 50 pennies, and boom.
That's wild. You'd think joining a legendary guild would be more complicated. But, hey, once you're in, you get the ultimate status symbol.
Your guild tag.
More than just a badge, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a symbol of the guild's trust in you, a mark of credibility.
And probably helps if you, you know, end up in a dungeon and need rescuing. But it's not all fun and games once you're in the guild.
True. Thornhilt has a system for everything. A ranking system that determines your place in the pecking order.
So it's not enough to be a skilled fighter.
Skill is important, of course. But reputation is everything in Thornhilt. The higher your rank, the more respect, influence, and opportunities come your way. And that's where things get really interesting, right? So the ink's dry on your guild contract. You've got that shiny new tag. Maybe you even had your first bar fight as an official guild member.
Ah, guild initiation traditions.
But let's be real, you're not here to just blend in with the crowd. We're talking about climbing the ranks, earning some serious bragging rights.
Ambition is highly encouraged within the Thornhilt Guild. In fact, they've got this whole system in place.
Yeah, I noticed the guide mentioned ranks like copper and obsidian.
It's not just for show.
Sounds pretty cool though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what's the deal with these ranks?
Each rank unlocks special privileges within the guild. As you complete quests, build your reputation, the guild gives you more responsibility, more challenging missions, and access to, well, let's just say some pretty great stuff.
Okay, you got to give us a taste. What kind of perks are we talking about? Because after, say, battling a Hydra, I'd love a free pass to this city's bathhouse.
Well, while bathhouse passes aren't explicitly mentioned, let's just say the higher you climb, the better it gets. Early on, you might get access to the guild's training grounds. Train with the best of the best.
And as you level up?
Things get really interesting.
Hit me with it.
You could commission custom-made gear. Imagine a sword forged just for you. Or maybe access to the guild's network of spies. Information is power in Thornhilt.
Wait, so you're saying it's not all about brute strength. You can be clever, strategic, and still get ahead.
Exactly. Thornhilt rewards you for being well-rounded. Brains and brawn, you know? Like, reaching bronze rank, it gives you access to their spy network. That's not something you see in every RPG.
That's amazing. It's like leveling up in real life, but instead of a promotion, you're taking down a dragon.
And at the highest ranks, think mentorship. You could guide new recruits. Become a legend.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Legacy stuff. But enough about the perks. What about the quests themselves? Rescuing princesses. Slaying dragons. Or more like exterminating giant rats in the sewers.
Thornhilt has something for everyone. Love a good dungeon crawl, you got it. Prefer a good mystery, they have those too. The Whispering Plateau is full of secrets.
I knew that place was trouble. Okay, so let's say I'm at the quest board, dying for some action. Can I just pick what I want or what? Okay, so there's a quest board practically overflowing with adventure. Guildsmen flexing their newly acquired skills. But what's the payoff for all this daring do? Are we talking chests overflowing with gold, or do rookie adventurers have to start with, like, a buy one, get one free deal on mead at the tavern?
The guide actually goes into quite a bit of detail about the reward system, and it's surprisingly nuanced. It's not just about gold, though there's plenty of that to be had. Advancement plays a key role, as you might imagine. Those higher ranks come with more lucrative opportunities. But here's the thing, even starting adventurers can earn a decent living.
Because nobody wants to risk life and limb for a pat on the back and a half-eaten hunk of bread, right?
Exactly. The guild understands that to attract talented individuals, they need to offer competitive compensation. They even provide things like equipment loans and get this guild-sponsored medical care.
Hold on, medical care. Are we talking like a full-on fantasy HMO with potion copays and everything, because that's surprisingly civilized.
Well, it's not exactly a modern healthcare system, but the guy does mention that the guild takes care of its own. They recognize that adventuring is a dangerous profession, and they're willing to invest in their members' well-being. Of course, this isn't charity. The guild keeps track of expenses, and debts can pile up quickly, especially for those prone to mishaps.
Oh, there's the catch. So it's not all sunshine and tavern brawls. There's a real sense of risk and responsibility woven into this world.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so compelling. It's a high-stakes, high-reward system that encourages strategic thinking and careful planning. You can't just rush into every fight without considering the potential costs.
And here's what really blows my mind. The guide makes it clear that this entire system, as intricate and well-defined as it is just a starting point. It's a framework for game masters to build upon, to tailor to their own campaigns and playstyles.
What's fascinating about that is the potential for variety and replayability. Mm-hmm. No two Thornhilt campaigns will be the same. One game master might focus on political intrigue within the guild, while another might create a sprawling saga of exploration and discovery in the uncharted territories beyond Thornhilt City.
It's like opening a door to infinite possibilities. And speaking of possibilities, we've only scratched the surface of this world. I mean, we've got this whispering plateau, practically begging to be explored, rumors of ancient prophecies, rival guilds with their own agendas.
There are layers upon layers to uncover. This deep dive has been a taste, a glimpse into a world brimming with adventure and intrigue.
So, if you've ever fantasized about forging your own legend in a world where magic and danger lurk around every corner, the Thornhilt Guild is waiting. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, you'll climb the ranks, complete legendary quests, and even earn that coveted statue in the town square. Until next time, happy adventuring.